Track 5 starts on page 11 with the Fareham Mayor's Cadet and Squadron of Air Training Corps. Last November, Fareham Borough Council appointed its first ever Mayor's Cadet, Cadet Flight Sergeant Elliot Tutt, to help support the Mayor's civic events. Elliot, age 18, was appointed to take part in civic duties until the end of the mayoral year, which finishes in May 2013. The Mayor's Cadet's duties include wreath-bearing, meeting and greeting, taking part in processions and supporting the work of the Mayor's attendants. The Mayor of Fareham, Councillor Dennis Steadman, said, "I'm very pleased to introduce the first Mayor's Cadet and hope that Elliot's appointment will help to reinforce the important role that uniformed cadet groups have within the borough." In addition to this appointment, Fareham Squadron of Air Training Corps also celebrated the opening of their new headquarters by Air Vice Marshal Luca and Councillor Sean Woodward, Executive Leader of Fareham Borough Council and Squadron President. The Deputy Mayor and several councillors were also in attendance, along with over 50 cadets who formed a parade for the occasion. In Fareham, there are two training locations, a detached flight in Porchester and the headquarters at Farm Road Titchfield. There are 86 cadets who regularly take part in a range of exciting activities, from flying and gliding to camps and expeditions throughout the country. We now move on to Loxwood Community Centre. Loxwood Community Centre, situated at the heart of Loxheath District Shopping Centre, is now being managed by Fareham Borough Council and provides facilities for public hire, as well as being a venue for various classes and clubs. Activities range from badminton and football to gymnastics and even indoor bowls, so there's something on offer for almost anyone. Alongside this, there are well-maintained facilities for hire, including a large sports hall, an activity room and meeting rooms. All of these are offered at competitive rates, and whilst the centre is generally busy, there is still room if you're looking for a local venue for an event or a regular slot. The centre also boasts good car parking facilities, public transport links close by, and multiple bike racks, making it easily accessible to everyone. The centre is open Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. and on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It also has a small coffee shop that's open from 10 till 12 p.m. For more information or for booking inquiries, please telephone 01489 582 512. That's 01489 582 512. Or you can email gsathrley at fareham.gov.uk or visit the centre and speak with a member of the staff.
Now, would you like to help name the new community north of Fareham? Fareham Borough Council is asking Fareham's residents to vote for the name of the new community north of Fareham in a consultation running from Friday the 1st of February until Sunday the 31st of March. So what new community? A new community of around 7,000 homes, together with businesses, schools, open spaces and local services, is being planned between Wickham and Fareham. We've researched local historical records to come up with the three names that people can vote for. Each of the three names has a close historical connection with the land to the north of Fareham, and we'd like you to help decide its name. And what are the choices? Firstly, Spurlings. The name Spurlings is marked on the 1879 Ordnance Survey map. In 1841, it was occupied by Fareham resident Charles Osborne, 1794 to 1859. Today, there's a Spurlings Road north of the M27 at Junction 11. Secondly, Swansdell. Swansdell Cottage was occupied in 1841 by the gamekeeper of Roche Court and a labourer, John Stairs. Swansdell Cottage is marked on the 1879 Ordnance Survey map. And lastly, Wellbourne. Wellbourne relates to two fields immediately north of Kiln Road and south of Kneller Court. The land was owned as part of Fareham Manor by the Gardiner family of Roche Court. And how can people vote? There are a number of ways for people to get involved and vote for their favourite names. You can vote online at www.fareham.gov.uk. You can vote on Fareham's Facebook page, Fareham BC. Visit the civic offices and upcoming CAP meetings and vote using tokens. You can use the voting slip that's available on page 12 of the printed copy of the magazine. You can use the voting slip in the news. Local schools have been invited to take part in voting sessions, and young people will have the chance to vote at the next Snap Disco. Once all the votes have been counted, the name with the most votes will be announced at the meeting of the council's executive on the 15th of April. This will be subject to the normal call-in period. And your entries should be in by the 31st of March. Please return the completed form to Fareham Borough Council, naming of the new community, Free Post, FM33, Civic Officers, Civic Way, Fareham, PO167BR.
Friends of the Homeless. In July 2003, a volunteer group made up of Fareham and Gosport Friends of the Homeless and the Two Saints charity started the Basic Bank project. The Basic Bank is a registered charity working within Fareham and Gosport who provide emergency short-term support and relief to those who find themselves in a crisis or emergency situation. The project is run from two centres, Aspect House in Fareham and Jacob's Well Care Centre in Gosport. People in crisis who visit these centres will be given food to last for 7 days. The Basic Bank can also provide nappies, toiletries and some clothing. The service is accessed through one of 25 referral agencies in the Fareham and Gosport area, which supply a voucher, and the service may be used up to 4 times a year. This ensures that customers don't become dependent on the service and that as many people as possible can be helped. In the last 12 months, the two centres have had over 1,150 referrals and have helped to feed nearly 2,500 adults and children, while continuing to support people who are sleeping rough on the streets. The Basic Bank receives great support from churches and schools who supply food, and the last Harvest Festival saw a big donation given to the centre. Valuable support is received from Sainsbury's shoppers who place extra items into a trolley near the checkouts when shopping in the Fareham store, which are then given to the Basic Bank. Without this type of support, the Basic Bank would not have the ability to help and support so many people. Support is also welcomed and received from other individuals and organisations. The Basic Bank staff would be very pleased to receive any donations of food and toiletries, including nappies. Our centres are open on Monday and Friday between 1 and 3pm and on Wednesday between 12 and 1:30pm. More information is available on the website www.friendsofthehomeless.org.uk. Thank you for helping the Basic Bank. Your donation makes such a difference.